Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Well, I know this is a great and wonderful week for many people. Many people are busy, busy, busy getting ready for this and getting ready for that. But in the midst of all you're getting ready, take time out for yourself. Take time out to do something special for you. You know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we sometimes forget to do that. We forget to enjoy the ride, enjoy the destination. Well, today we're going to go over the second half of the list of the 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. So yesterday we covered the first half. Actually, I went over 11 altogether. I went over 11 yesterday, so you go back and listen to the archives. You can get that for some time. It'll be available for you. And then from there, these strategies will be found in my ebook, 21 Empowerment Strategies for Entrepreneurs. So yeah, so you can look for that ebook and that'll be out. But for right now, you can grab you a copy from the archive. So we have so much to finish up. We have another 10 to finish up today. But, you know, I was just so excited. I was so excited about everything that is happening as it relates to helping people with their businesses. Now, remember we said there are at least three areas or three ways that you could look at business. You can look, number one, at a person who actually starts some type of business where they're selling some type of product or service. Now, that could be a nonprofit organization. It could be a direct selling company, or it could be a traditional type of business. And then a second way that you can look at business, you could look at businesses that actually just sell to other businesses. So you have your one business where they sell products and service, basically to the some consumer, some end user, in other words, an end user. Whereas oftentimes when a business sells a product or service to another business, that's not the end user, because that business is going to take that product or service and then transform it some type of way and also have a product or service to sell. Even sometimes they may sell that very product that they purchased. So like a wholesaling, they purchase it from somewhere else and then they resell it at a higher retail price. So, you know, you also have that going on. But then you also have one more type of business that you can consider. And I think this is one of the most important businesses to consider. And therefore, being an entrepreneur becomes even more important for all of us. And that's the business of you. That's you as a business. You are a business. Therefore, if you are a business, just like in a business where you have some product or service, actually you have a product or service as well. Your talents, your skills, your gifts, your abilities. These be your attitude, your personality. These become your character. These become your products or services. So when people say, oh, I'm not an entrepreneur, I say, oh, I beg to differ. Because you are a business, okay? You have a brand, you're a business, and businesses are owned and operated by people who we call entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs come up with new ideas, they're creative, they have a lot of energy, they have plans, they strategize on how the business can be more successful. They strategize on how they can grow the business, how they can come up with new products or services. So you as well have to do that sometimes with your own life. Not sometimes, most of the time, if not all the time. I mean, I don't know how many reinventions I've come up with for LaLisa, the LaLisa brand. We've gone from Coach LaLisa to, you know, we have, as a matter of fact, I have a product mix. I do have a product line where I have several products that are similar, but I also have a product mix. Now, your product mix may be, I don't know, my product mix includes being an author, being a speaker, being a coach, being a preacher, being a college professor. So I have at least, you know, 5 to 6 different items in the product mix. And, you know, and then being a professor, that's when I'm working for someone else. Being a coach, author, speaker, trainer is when I'm working for myself. And even sometimes as a trainer, I may work for someone else. So you, too, have to look at yourself as a business. And so, therefore, listening to a show like All About Entrepreneurs, attending conferences like Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Summit and Business Expo, which is coming up, by the way, in August. So we definitely want to invite you down for that. But I also want to invite you for another event that's happening. As a matter of fact, let me make sure I tell you exactly where that event is happening. And I would love for you to definitely come to that event. That event is happening in Landover, Maryland. It's happening next week, April 6th. I can't believe it'll be here next weekend. It's the Release Your Power Workshop. It's going to be happening in, like I said, Landover, Maryland, but I want to get you the exact address so that you can plan to be there. I would love to see you there. I'm just looking for, okay, it's a Release Your Power Workshop Luncheon. It's happening on Saturday, April 6th from 10 to 3 p.m. Okay, 10 to 3 p.m. And that is in Landover, Maryland. Let me just pull up the flyer. So actually it's taking me right to the Eventbrite page. And the organization that's putting it on is the Anointed Affairs Premier Events, LLC, and it's the Release Your Power, Empowering the Authentic You. Wow, that's going to be an awesome conference. Empowering the Authentic You. And it's Saturday, April 6th, 2013, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are interested in attending, you could contact Vanessa Blackwell at 240-274-5549 or contact them by email, anointedaffairs@gmail.com. The event is located at 337 Bright Seat Road in Landover, Maryland, 20785. Yeah, that's Bright Seat Road in Landover, Maryland. So if you can make it to that, that would be awesome. You can register online at releaseyourpower.eventbrite.com. releaseyourpower.eventbrite.com. So those are the types of things that, events like that that you can attend and to strengthen who you are, and so therefore you can live your dreams, live the life that you want, live on purpose, really enjoy your life. You know, sometimes I talk to people, I look at people, and I wonder, are you really, really enjoying your life? Or are you just going through the motions? Are you just here? But we want people to really enjoy the life that you've been given. You know, you're already here. Why not enjoy it? Why not make the best of it? So let me give you the other 10 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. Now, number 12, read empowering books, blogs, and articles, or watch an empowering video, but somehow feast and feed yourself on empowering information. So in our 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs, one of the strategies to be an empowered entrepreneur, see, when you are an empowered entrepreneur, you are destined for success. You are destined for success. And remember, the journey is the destination. See, someone says, where are you going? I'm going on a journey. A journey where? It doesn't matter. Success becomes your destiny, and the journey is the destination. See, you want a journey in life. You want to wake up and say, where's my journey? I'm on a journey. I'm so happy to know that and to realize that, and so I definitely have to give credit to my little sister, Beth Carter, who enlightened me on that. The journey is the destination. So somebody says, where are you going? I don't know. You're going on a journey. A journey where? A journey to success. And so reading empowering books, blogs, and articles. Number 13 in 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs, develop new products and services. Be innovative. Come up with something new. Create something new. Innovate. Entrepreneurs are empowered through this. These are empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. And again, why do entrepreneurs want to be empowered? Why do they want to do empowerment strategies? Because empowerment is the way to get yourself lined up with all types of wonderful things happening for you, living your dreams, being successful, helping others achieve their success, and helping them achieve their greatness. It's not a better feeling than that. There's no better feeling than that. Now, I know people think there are some other feelings out there that are really, really great, but I can attest to the fact that most of those really aren't all that. Number 14. Oh, here's a good one. You can write a book and selling your products and services. In your book, you can talk about how your products and services are wonderful or great. They have value. They add value to someone's life. Like, for instance, my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. That's why I'm going to be talking about releasing that, you know, empowering that authentic you. So I'm going to be talking about that because it's great It's a wonderful thing to do. Number 15, we're almost there. An empowerment strategy for entrepreneurs is be creative. Be creative. You're not happy with the way things are going? Recreate it. You're not happy with the way things are going in your business? Go back to the drawing board. If you're not happy with the way things are going on your job, do something about it. If you talk to someone, you know, be a problem solver. See, when you're creative, you come in the door with the ability to solve problems. When you can solve people's problems, you got it going on. You know, people are looking for problem solving, whether you work for somebody else or work for yourself or you're working on yourself. You see, because remember, you are the business. Now, number 16, by all means, please, we got to get more of this. I know I've struggled with this all of my life. And so I'll be the first to admit that this next one is not easy to do, but it is an empowerment strategy for entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, if I had to list these as the top 10, okay, and going in descending order, this next one would probably be close to number one. And this next one is so, so powerful, but I'm going to give you that and some others as soon as you listen to this short commercial. I'll be right back. Don't you go away. Stay tuned.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiaassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Okay. So I'm so glad that you were able to stay around. And there are so many, like I said, I want to give you this next one, which, like I said, could probably be right there on the top because it is very, 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 very serious. Very serious. Okay, number 16. Are you ready? Because I can't give it to you unless you're ready, unless you really, really want it. If you really want it, I can give it to you. Okay, okay. All right, all right, all right. This next one is number 16. It's so, so, so important for so many people. And it is, be confident. Yeah, I know that one hits like a heavy load. Be confident. Be confident. Okay? You want to definitely be confident. Number 17. Do what you are passionate about. Do what you are passionate about. Let me tell you, when you do what you are passionate about, you will see that everything will fall right into place. But only when you do what you're passionate about. And this goes back to number 16 as well, because so many people are afraid because they lack the confidence. Okay? They lack the confidence. All right? In really becoming what they can be. All right? These are empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. Now, number 18 is listening. We must, as entrepreneurs, if we really want to be empowered, we must develop great listening skills. We must be able to listen more than we speak. We must be able to listen to our customer. We must be able to listen to our clients, to our suppliers, to our community, our society. And the greatest voice that we must be able to hear is that inner voice of guidance telling us and helping us make the right decision. That inner voice that will help us make the right decisions. Number 19 on the top 21 to 21 entrepreneur strategies for empowerment. Number 19, don't hold on to grudges. Simply let it go. If someone does you wrong, let it go. Because you holding on to negativity only makes your situation worse. And it also, you don't want your character diminished or skewed with holding on to a grudge. Obviously, the person has gone on, okay? Or even if they're still around you, okay, you don't want to get caught up in that. So, therefore, you must definitely let things go. Number 20 and 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs is that you must actually see success for yourself. So it's empowering it to when you can visualize. You know, it says write the vision and make it plain. So visualize your success. Visualize where you're headed. Visualize your motivation. Visualize your direction. And then begin to move in what you see. Move in what you see. Or should I say, move toward what you see. Visualize what you make a visualization and then move toward such. Okay? Visualize your success. And then the last one, the 20, number 21. If you really want to be empowered, if you really want to utilize this empowerment, these 21 strategies for entrepreneurs to be in power is to take control. Take control and take charge of your situation. Take control and take charge of your situation. Take control of your products, your services, your skills, your gifts, your abilities. Take control of your projects, the things that you're working on, the things that you're working with. you know, get things done, maneuver in such a way that, you know, get, how they say, is not just that you're doing something, it's the way you do it, it's the way you get it done, get it, you know, getting it done, all right? You don't want to take forever to get something done. You want to take full control, take charge, right? Take control, take charge of your own success, all right? Of success of your business, success of your, if your, your project, if you work for someone else or your department or whatever it is they have you responsible for. If it's your own business, ultimately you're responsible for everything. But even if you don't own a business, even if you don't have a job, are you still an entrepreneur? I hope you answer yes to that question, because I've spent the last 30 minutes and part of the last show on yesterday teaching you that you are the business. So in that case, everyone is an entrepreneur. And so on this broadcast, we want to develop the entrepreneur you. We want to develop you as an entrepreneur so that you can have a successful life. Well, we're almost out of time. We just have a few minutes left to the broadcast. If you had a question, you simply dial in 347-945-7991. It's been my ultimate and sheer passion and pleasure to have the show with you today to go over the balance of those 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. I'm absolutely, totally excited about it. It's part of my brand new book. These empowerment strategies will be a part of my brand new book that's coming out to deal with this whole concept of you being the entrepreneur. So I'm very excited. You'll see I'll be advertising on Facebook, as you well know, those of you who have been following what we're doing as Coach Lisa, you know, I'll put it out there on Facebook, connect with the individuals out there that I'm connected with. There's so many exciting things coming up. There's conferences, seminars, workshops. You can also, I gave you a commercial earlier that talked about connecting with the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association for just $20. Your membership will get you into the membership. We have webinars for individuals who are members, webinars that your membership, that's included with your membership. We will be having other events. Our membership is growing. We're excited about it. We have our August, one of our biggest conferences so far, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, that will be happening downtown Newark at the Marriott, the brand new Marriott, downtown Newark on Broad Street. It's unbelievable that we're going to be there. I'm so excited because when I first heard that they were building a Marriott there, it's been a while ago, they've been plans to build there for a couple of years, and I said in my heart, I would love to go there to do a women's conference, and nobody knew that but me and God. I'm telling you, when he gives you the desires of your heart, he will bring them to fruition. And I have been wanting to do something, and so we got confirmation just shortly, not too long ago, that we will actually be there. I have the contract. It is signed. I sent it back to them. So it's really happening, and we're excited. So that's all we have time for today. We just have a few more seconds to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to those who are on the phone lines, those who are listening via some other format. We know there are many formats to listen to the broadcast, some other social media. We appreciate you, but we want you to realize that you can have all the success that you want. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can stop you from having the success that you want. You can take these 21 strategies of empowerment for entrepreneurs, put them into action, and you can have any success. There's nothing holding you back. The sky is absolutely the limit, and the only thing that can stop you is your own thoughts, your own defeat, telling yourself that you can't do it. I'm telling you, there's nothing that you can do. Now, I can't swim the English Channel, okay? No, that, because I don't want to. You know, I could, but I don't want to. So you can always distinguish between the things that you don't want to do versus the things you can't do. Okay? Again, can I climb the Eiffel Tower? Now, that I can't do, but neither do I want to do it. But when you have tapped into the real you, listen to me, hear me good. When you tap into the real you, then and only then can you distinguish between the things that you want to do and can do. And then you'll get it done. So thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. We will see you back here tomorrow. It's Good Friday. Yes, we will be here with a Good Friday show. It should be exciting and off the hook. So go out, make somebody's day, and you'll make your day in the process. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Coach Larissa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Larissa J. Williams.